How come the Mishnah starts off the first case of Neuchten Aman Chilin is the case that a father yashins his son? As if to say a son would die before the father. Why do we say that case first? Chodah, one question is, the Aschule B'Pranusa Lemaschilinan. Usually we don't start off with something bad. But this is a tragedy, that a son should die before the father. So to say that the father should yashin his son is a tragedy. So usually we don't start off a Mishnah with a Peronius, with a tragedy. So therefore that's one question. That the Aschulim B'Pranusa Le'maschilinim, we do not start off with a tragedy. That's one question. V'yoid, secondly it's Shver, the Mishnah, like why does again start off with the father yashining his son? V'yoid, Kidichsev, we should have said the way the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyomus, if a father dies, Ubein Einloi, and if he doesn't have a son, then the Yerusha goes over to the daughter. But it's mashma clearly that what, that if he has a son, the son yashins his father. So these are the psukim of Yerusha. So the Poshet Pshan, the Pasuk of Yerusha is that when a father dies, his son yashins him. So if so, what does our Mishnah start off the opposite way? That a father yashins his son, where the son dies first. The Poshet should be the opposite way, that usually your father dies first, and the son yashins his father. So more says like this, Vatana, what pshat for the Tana of our Mishnah? I tell you, the Asyulei Midrasha. Since this halacha, that a father yashins his son, if a son dies, and that son had no children, even though the son has brothers, like even though the father had a few sons, the halacha is the father yashins his son first. How do we know this? It's a drasha, the chum make a drasha. So it's something that the chum have to dash in the pasuk. It doesn't say it openly, clearly. Therefore, the klal is chavivalei. Therefore, something that the chum themselves have to dash in, like it's chaviv, they love it. So therefore, here the Tanya of the Mishnah starts off with the case that a father could yashin his own son. Since that's from a drasha of a pasuk, we dash in it, therefore it's chaviv. Rav Rashbam says, the Yastei Midrasha, Sh'av Nechles B'noi, the Tanya, for Nesatim Esnachlosin L'Sheiroi Akorav Elov, so he dashin Z'av, that means the father, Shemais, the father of the mace, he yashin. So the Shemam says, that the Pasuk says, yeah, that V'Nesatim Esnachlosin L'Sheiroi Akorav Elov Z'av, Shemais, V'Yashminim Kroor Sh'av, Pomim Sh'yereshes B'noi. From this passage, we learn out that sometimes the father is the one that yashins his own son. Tishayroi hainu aviv, that means the father. Kivichsev shero vichuhu. So the kid says to Jerusha from a pasuk, that's why the Tana wants to start off this way. Like the Chomim dashin the pasuk to say, and the pasuk says, v'nasatam es nachlosa l'sheroi, so shero here means the father. And in the case where the son dies, so the Yerusha does not go to their brothers, to his brothers, but rather goes back to the father. So that's why the Mishnah starts off with this case. Now, Umay Drosha, the Gemara says, what's the Drosha? Titani, we learn like this. Sheiroi. When the Pasuk says, V'nosatem es nachalosa l'sheiroi, that if a son dies, you give his Yerusha to Sheiroi. What does Sheiroi mean? The core of a relative. Which relative does it mean? Zeoav, it means the father. Malamed, this Pasuk comes to teach us, Sheoav koidim liachin. In the case where a son dies and he has brothers, he has no children, he only has a brother and he has a father, who comes first? The father comes first. A father yashins his own son before his brothers yashin. Now, Yoch, really, I would have thought to say not like that. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Yehei koidim leben, maybe no. Maybe the brothers yashin their brother before the father. Like in the case where, let's say, Reuven dies. So maybe his brother Shimon should yashin him before Yaakov, his father, in the case where Reuven has no children. Talmud Loimah, this with Ashen Apostle, no, Hakorif. It says, V'nosatim es nachlosa l'sheiroi Hakorif. So, Korav Kaidim, means the closer one. So who's closer? A father is closer to a son than a brother. So therefore, the Apostle is coming to teach us that in the case where somebody dies, and he has no children, and he has a father alive, the father yashins him. So Mura says, Zomara yilarabis esaben, ulhoitzi esach. How do you know to say this? To say that the Pasuk is teaching us that when a son dies, a father yashins his own son before the brothers yashin their brother. Why do you not say this? So Warren says because Mar Baniya Sabin Shekane Kom Tachas Oviv Liyado Ulistay Achuza. Because the relationship between a father and a son is very strong. That we know that Halacha is if the father bought a Norma of Riyah and he's supposed to make Yiyado, he's supposed to marry her. And in case he doesn't want to marry her, the mitzvah goes over to his son is supposed to marry her. And the same thing with Stay Achuza. There's a Halacha that a Stay Achuza, when a father dies, the Yerusha, there's a Stay Achuza, goes over to the son. That when the son yashins his father, that's called the Stay Achuza. It has a special Halacha, it stays even after Yevil. It doesn't return. Therefore, we see that a father's relationship to his own son is very strong, is stronger than brothers. So Morris says, no, maybe the opposite way. Adarabba, maybe just the opposite. Mar bani yasach, maybe when the Pasuk says if a son dies and he has no children, we should give it to a Sherei HaKorov, we should give it to his close relative, maybe it means his brother. Adarabba, mar bani yasach, maybe it means that a brother yashins his brother before the father yashins. Why? Shekein kom tachas achiv liyibum. There's such a locha when your brother dies and he was married and he has no children. So the locha is that his brother that's alive now is supposed to marry, supposed to be miyabim, his wife. So see, the pasha of yibum applies to brothers. So maybe brothers have a close relationship. So maybe when the Pasuk says Nasatim es nachlosa l'sherei hakorov, maybe the korov means a brother. So when one brother dies and he has no children, maybe the other brother yashins him before the father. So Morris says, no, listen, klum yesh yibum ela b'mokim shein ben. Where is there a whole pasha of yibum? Only when the brother dies and he has no children. But ha b'mokim sheyesh ben. But if the brother dies and he has a son, he left over a son,